Let's go back to your emotions coming into these playoffs. You get into your first game just yesterday in game two of this series. How did it feel for you, though, kind of being an observer as opposed to a player?
Yeah, you know, it's hard as a player to sit in the stands and watch your team play, especially in the playoffs when everything means so much. But I don't know, it's good to come out here and score a goal like that to get the boys fired up and, I don't know, just bring emotion.
What does it mean to your game to get back into the lineup? Do you feel a greater sense of urgency? Do you know that there's this level that you have to meet so you can stay in this lineup now?
It's playoff hockey right now, and I thrive on that stuff, and I don't know. It feels good to be back in the lineup and score that goal.
Okay, let's talk about that goal, because you outweighed Anthony Stolarz, and when you found the opening upstairs, you got the puck up in a hurry. But you take us through the play.
It went to Levo on the half wall, and I drove the middle, and I was calling for it, and he gave me a nice indirect, and I just tapped it back to him, and he came around the net, and obviously Levo has great vision, and yeah, I called for it, and he put it right on my tape, and Stolarz is a big guy, so I just waited him out and put it upstairs.
Celebration afterwards says a lot. Take us, what are you feeling in front of this crowd getting a playoff goal?
Score a goal like that, everyone really got off their feet, and when I saw the emotion, I think I got a little too excited, had a little toe pick, but I don't know. The glass jump, I guess, says it all.
And finally, this is the first win for the Rangers in the series, but you guys do it in relatively convincing fashion. What does this do for the team's confidence?
I thought we played a great game yesterday. The bounces didn't go our way. Obviously, London's a great hockey club, and I guess we just capitalized on our opportunity tonight.
Congratulations on the goal. It's nice to see you back in the lineup, Josh.
Thank you.